Hi, this is Larry Goins, and I'm really excited to have with me a great student who I've seen at a couple events across the country, and every time I do, she's a lot of fun to be around, but she also is out there doing deals. So on this Confidential Conversations CD, I want you to please give a warm welcome to Anna Hasse. Hey, Anna.
Hey, Larry.
How are you?
I'm well today. You?
I am doing great, thanks. Doing great. Why don't you tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself and about your real estate business?
As Larry said, my name is Anna Hasse. I'm a single mom, two children, and I got started in this business out of a need but a desire to, work as hard as I wanted to but also make unlimited income. So 2 years ago, I ordered a program off an infomercial, and that's how I got started. I walked through the program and did exactly as I was told because I didn't know any better. And it worked. It worked in getting me my feet wet in this industry and the terminology and maybe just as an introductory, I would say. And then the more I delved into the program, I started going to a seminar or two that were in my area, and that's where I really got interested in the ultimate buying-selling machine, and I think that's where my interest in my business and my knowledge kind of went to another level.
Wow, that's great. That is great. Now, you actually bought the ultimate buying and selling machine twice, didn't you?
Well, I did. You know, you go to these seminars, I know that there's a lot of hype at them, but a lot of good information, and like everybody else in the audience, you're there for a purpose to get better educated and to get anything new that might help you. So I kind of got caught up and bought a few more programs than I really should have. And
when I know that feeling.
Home, I had buyer's remorse, got a little scared and intimidated about what I'd spent, even though I felt really good at the time. At home, it was another story. So I set your program back. But something kept nagging at me, and I felt that of everything that I'd heard that weekend, I just felt like it was offering a lot of tools that would make this business a lot easier. So fearfully, I ordered it back. And because I realized there was a guarantee that if I, did what I was told or what the program outlined for me, and if I made a sale, I would get a money-back guarantee. And walk through what you have outlined, and in fact, made a deal and closed on it, and you kept your word. I sent you the information to prove that I'd done that, and I got my full refund.
Wow. Now,
wow.
Just to let everybody know, that option is subject to end at any time, unless you heard me say it live when you got the course. So, because I have tons and tons of testimonials now, we don't really need any more testimonials because we actually know it works. Why don't you, Anna, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that first deal that you did?
Well, I mean, I basically used the property analyzer that was probably key to making the right offer. I would really have to say of all the tools, that's the one that really helped me make sure that I was not only, they say low ball. If you aren't making an offer that embarrasses you, it's not low enough.
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere before.
Sometimes a newbie, I mean, you make offers that are idiotic. I mean, you really don't know. And this helped. You've got to have a lot of gumption, but this helped really give me a real number to offer based on the information that I gathered from the caller.
Right.
So basically got my number, made the offer, and it was accepted. So, it was the property analyzer, I think, that was the biggest help to me with that first deal.
That's great. That is great. Now, let me ask you a question. How long did it take you to do that first deal?
I'm going to be honest with you. Because it took me probably, I'd say, 5 weeks.
5 weeks? Wow.
Is that a long time?
That's awesome. 5 weeks to do your first deal?
With your program. Was that a long time? Is that a long time? I'm serious. I don't know any.
Well,
I
do.
Was that a long time?
That's funny. Well, I do have a lot of students that told me that they've done their first deal in the first 3 to 4 weeks. But, you know, 5 weeks is great. In fact, when I hire people in my office, I tell people when they come to work with me that it's going to take you 6 to 8 weeks to get your first deal. But on average, it really takes about 5 to 6 weeks to close your first deal.
Yeah, that's what I mean too, Larry. I mean to close.
Right. And that's good. 5 to 6 weeks to close. That means closed money in the bank, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Now, how many hours a week do you feel like you work this system?
I know how many hours a week. I mean, I work 3 days a week. My business partner and I are both moms, full-time moms. So we made a schedule for ourselves. We work 3 days a week, and we average 4 to 5 hours.
Wow, that's great. That's not bad at all, is it?
No. I mean, and this includes we still go and look at property. This includes putting signs out. I mean, this is everything. And
right.
This is lunch, too, by the way.
So in addition to the techniques that I teach you in the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, you still do a lot of the regular business in the sense of putting out signs and going out and visiting properties and things like that.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Choose to do that. It's part of what I like to do, actually. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. You want to be happy about what you're doing and enjoy it.
Right.
Exactly. Even though we never go out and look at property and we never leave the office, you know, we don't put out any signs anymore. It's still a valuable part of being a successful investor. You can do all those things, which we teach how to do in the course. Now, let me ask you this question, Anna. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who maybe just got the course? Where should they start? What should they be doing? And how should they get started?
I know this sounds absolutely ridiculous, but I would say this. Open it up and sit with it and read and listen to the tapes or the DVDs. I mean, really, wrap your brain around the entire concept. Understand as much as you can and as thoroughly as you can the whole nature of this business. And kind of, you know, in your mind, just figure out the key components or what resonates with you and how you're going to go about looking for your deal.
That's great. That's good advice. So not only do they need to just get the system, but they need to get it out and start using it and
right.
ultimately take action with it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good. That
it's
is
pretty,
good.
It's pretty elementary, but I mean, it's true. I think we get caught up and we want so many good programs. We believe in people that we see or hear, but we forget that once we've paid our money and we've received our, you know, the program, you just let it sit on your shelf or on your desk longer than it should. You need to open it up and just, you know, get the information from your teacher, you know?
Exactly. And I know you and I have spoken and emailed, you know, from time to time. And guys, I just want to let you know, you can email me. You can call me. I am here. I'm available. Wouldn't you agree?
Can I please say something unsolicited? I want to say this to your listeners, so do not edit this part out. I first heard Larry at a weekend in Philadelphia. That's just my area. And there were a few people that impressed me. So I bought the program that I returned, but then ended up ordering back. But I remember that I had a couple of questions when I had the program in my hand and was trying to figure some things out. And of the two people that I really kind of honed in on and felt good about their program and wanted to just see if it worked for me, I emailed them some questions. And Larry, you were the only person that emailed me back, and you emailed me back personally. So he absolutely says or does what he says he's going to do. God.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I really do. But that is one of the things that I stress whenever I do go and teach, is I have a vested interest in your success. I mean, I want to work with you, whether it's doing loans with you or buying houses from you or selling houses to you. So I do have a vested interest, but I want to create win-win situations. I mean, you know, sure, having a course is great, but if we could do long-term business together, we can create that long-term business relationship. In fact, we have people all over the country, even in 9 different countries, that are using the system to automate their business. And whether they live in a city or a rural area. In fact, you live in rural Pennsylvania, don't you?
I do. I live in a very small town. I live in a small market. I live in a town of less than 3,000 people.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Anna, do you have any last tips for a new Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine owner to maybe get started?
Look, I do want to say this. As you dig into this business and start enjoying it and really looking forward to making this your livelihood, there will be a lot of deals that are not a good fit. They're either not priced right, or the relationship with the person you want to buy it from is not right. You just really need to go with your gut. And what my business partner and I say to each other all the time is next. Because there are so many homes out there, there are so many opportunities, that do not get hung up on a deal that isn't a good fit for you. There will be a next one that presents itself, and you just want to be ready for it.
That is so true. Never be afraid to say next. That is great advice. It really is. And I'm really glad you shared that with my students, because it is tremendous advice. Don't be afraid to say next. Move on to the next one. You know what, Anna? I get a lot of students to say, you know, Larry, I just can't make this work. I've talked to 3 different realtors and none of them will work with me. Guys, we talked to 3 realtors in the next hour.
Right.
Yeah.
You just keep on going. It's got to be a good fit. It's got to make sense. I mean, it has to feel right for you and for that person, and then it's going to be a deal that has a great chance of working for you, because even those deals sometimes get their hiccups. So, yeah, absolutely. It's got to feel right, and it's got to be right for you.
That is great. That is great. And I really do appreciate you sharing your wisdom and success stories with my students. Also, I want to give you an opportunity. I know I didn't mention this to you, but I want to give you an opportunity. If you would like to network with some of my other students, there's going to be a lot of students that are listening to this. If you would like, you don't have to, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to give out in either your contact information or a website or something like that if you'd like to.
Sure. Contact me at ibuyhouses.anna, A-N-A, @gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to other people in other parts of the country that are doing that are in this business. I always would love great tips or just, you know, get advice. So please feel free to contact me.
That's great. Now, just real quick to help you out, are you looking for wholesale deals? Or are you looking to build your buyers list? Or what are you looking for so they kind of know what to contact you about?
My business partner is always looking to build her buyers list. And you know what? I can't think of anything in particular right now I could ask of your listeners, but
that's great. And I really do appreciate you taking the time with me today to help me out and record this and to give my students some added benefit in this updated Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine course. I really do appreciate it.
Hey, Larry, I'm glad to help you. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.